Have you ever felt like your IT team is drowning in work? You know, they're good at what they do, but they're just completely outnumbered. Well, today we're talking about something called co-managed IT services, and it might just be the lifeline those teams need. Welcome back, everyone. I'm here with our guest today to talk about how businesses can actually support their existing IT staff without replacing them.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, this is a really important conversation because, honestly, most businesses don't realize there's a middle ground between doing everything in-house and handing over the keys entirely to an outside company.
Right, exactly. So let's start with the basics. What are co-managed IT services, and how do they actually differ from, say, fully outsourced IT, or just having your own team handle everything?
Good question. Co-managed IT is essentially a partnership. Your internal team keeps doing what they do best, the stuff that requires institutional knowledge and business-specific judgment calls. Meanwhile, an outside managed service provider, or MSP, comes in to cover the gaps. We're talking about things like 24/7 monitoring, after-hours coverage, security operations, help desk overflow, and those niche specialists you'd never hire full-time.
So nobody's losing their job here. Your IT lead is still your IT lead.
Exactly. They just stop being the only thing standing between you and a really bad day. Compare that to fully managed IT, where the MSP runs your entire environment. Co-manage puts them next to your team, not over it.
Mm-hmm. I hear you.
And there's also that old break-fix model. Break-fix is the reactive approach. Something breaks, you call, you pay. No monitoring, nothing proactive. It looks cheap until one outage costs you thousands per minute. Gartner actually puts the average cost of network downtime near $5,600 a minute. That's a pretty expensive gamble.
Wow. So co-managed really sits in the middle. You've got a capable team. They're just buried under work.
Exactly. If you have no IT staff, fully managed makes sense. But if you've got staff who are drowning, that's what co-managed was built for.
So to everyone listening, think about your own team right now. Are they spending their nights and weekends just keeping things running instead of, I don't know, actually building anything new?
That's the perfect example. Or maybe you're missing a specialty like cybersecurity. Most breaches still trace back to human error somewhere, and covering that gap well takes expertise you can't always justify hiring for. Or you just can't staff the coverage. Nights, weekends, holidays, PTO. One IT person can't be on call around the clock without burning out. Or deciding to take up a less stressful career, like air traffic control.
Right. And I've heard around 60% of IT teams report burnout due to increasing workloads. That's a huge number.
It is. And then there's the skills gap. Research shows that organizations are placing a very high priority on addressing IT skill concerns. So you're not alone if you're feeling this.
That point about skill concerns and coverage gaps sets up our next piece. How co-managed IT actually helps businesses strengthen security and efficiency. But first, a quick word from our sponsor.
Looking for a partner to back up your IT team without replacing them? This episode is brought to you by Ergos, a managed IT and cybersecurity provider serving businesses nationwide. They integrate managed IT, cybersecurity, and compliance into a single unified service. When you call, a real human answers in under 3 minutes. No scripts, no call centers, just experienced professionals who take your problem and move it forward. Learn more at ergos.com.
Picking up on those coverage gaps, how do you actually handle dividing responsibilities between the internal team and the MSP? I mean, who owns what?
This is critical. Co-manage falls apart when nobody's clear on who's responsible for what. So you need a written division of responsibilities from day one. Your internal team typically holds a front line, end user support, business apps only they understand, vendor liaison work, and the final say on priorities. The MSP takes the load that's hard to carry alone, monitoring and alerting 24/7, after-hours help desk, security operations, patching across the whole fleet, compliance documentation, and bigger builds like cloud migration.
So everything gets mapped to a single owner.
Right. No overlaps, no gaps, none of that. Wait, I thought you had that situation. That one document is the difference between smooth co-managed IT and two teams stepping on each other. I actually worked with a company once where their IT guy was brilliant, but he was spending all his time on password resets and printer issues. Once we brought in co-managed support to handle that overflow, he finally had time to work on the cloud migration project he'd been pushing for 2 years.
That's a perfect example. You're not replacing talent, you're unlocking it. Or another way to say it, you're backing up capability, not replacing competence.
Exactly, that's the whole point of the model.
Now, let's talk about security and compliance, because those seem like areas where co-managed IT really shines.
Absolutely. A lot of businesses are under serious regulatory weight. Think about a law firm with one systems admin who can't also run a full compliance program solo, or a medical group dealing with HIPAA. Co-managed IT provides that expertise in documentation. You get things like threat detection, faster response, compliance support, all without giving up internal control.
And I imagine that's especially helpful for industries like healthcare, legal, finance, where compliance requirements are super strict.
Definitely. Whether it's HIPAA, SOCH2, PCI, whatever the requirement, the MSP brings the framework and experience. Your internal person does what only they can do, and the MSP layers on the security operations and compliance rigor that would otherwise take a whole department.
Right. Makes sense.
One more thing. The integrated approach matters. If IT runs through one group, security through another, compliance through a third, something breaks and everybody points sideways. So you want an MSP that bundles managed IT, cybersecurity, and compliance together. That way your protection gets tighter, not scattered.
That's a really important distinction. So what about scalability? Can co-managed IT help businesses grow without constantly hiring more people?
For sure. Maybe you're growing too fast for headcount to keep up, and you need capacity now, not after a six-month hire. Co-manage gives you flexibility to scale IT operations up or down as needed. You get the right level of support without unnecessary expenses.
And it frees up your internal team to focus on strategic initiatives, higher value work, instead of just putting out fires all day.
Exactly. Instead of reacting to emergencies, they can plan for the future.
So before we wrap, let me ask, how do you know if co-managed IT is right for your business?
Look for these signs. Your team is sharp but stretched. They're burning nights and weekends just to keep things running. You're missing a specialty, especially security. You can't staff the coverage for nights, weekends, holidays. Or compliance is closing in and your team doesn't have the hours or framework experience to meet it. Co-managed is for good teams that are outnumbered, not teams that are failing.
That's such an important point. You're backing up existing staff, not replacing them. And honestly, given how widespread the IT skills gap is, this seems like a smart solution for a lot of businesses.
It really is. And the best part? You don't have to choose between keeping your team and getting enterprise-grade coverage. You can have both.
Well, that's a great place to leave it. Thanks so much for breaking all this down today.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
And to everyone listening, if your IT team is stretched too thin, maybe it's time to look into what co-managed IT can do for you. For more information, visit www.ergos.com. www.ITeam.com.